Hi, we are now live here on Instagram and hopefully also on Facebook and YouTube. Looks like it's delaying a little bit and lagging a touch. Welcome to our usually Thursday morning broadcast today on a Wednesday, because that is how life is unfolding right now. There's a lot of traveling happening on Thursdays for myself in the next few weeks. So our regular Thursday morning, 9:30 a.m. Pacific and 12:30 p.m. Eastern time is going to be jumping around a bit, but we invite you to join us on all of those times. And if you aren't getting us live, you can always watch it here on Instagram or on YouTube or Facebook, or listen to it on our podcast too. If you're somebody who likes to listen to things on any places that podcasts are available, all the places that you listen to podcasts.
Yes. And so today it is Wednesday. Next week we will be on Thursday, and the week after we'll be on Friday. So there's kind of a rhythm to
There's
the
kind of a rhythm. There's a rhythm, you guys. There's a rhythm.
to
Yeah, we're
this disorder, I guess not disorder, but there's still,
Listen, it's a go with the flow kind of situation. So, hi. We're here.
Yes. So we are, Natasha and I together are Beyond Your Wildest Dreams, and we're all about helping moms and caregivers prioritize themselves, save time, and accomplish your goals. And we do that through short read workbooks, which here's our bouquet of workbooks. You see, they're all about 45 minutes to an hour to read. And you're not just going to read them, you're going to actually put pencil or pen to paper so that you can learn. And we also teach workshops. Our most popular workshop is called 3-2-1 Done, Three Simple Strategies to Get Your To-Do List Done. So it's a workshop version of our best-selling book. And then we have our big life design class, which we'll talk about it a little bit more later. But our big life design class is coming up in January 20th and 27th, 2024. And if you can't attend live virtual, because it's virtual, you do have access to the recorded videos. So, but we'll talk
Yeah,
about
for
that a
3 months.
little bit more.
Yes, totally. That's coming up. I'm really excited about that because it's always the latest and greatest.
Yes, it's always fun. Natasha and I are lifelong learners. We, the sorting hat put us in Ravenclaw. We like to learn and we like to figure things out. And, we teach the course only once a year, and so we always learn things in between, and we think of ways to better explain what it is we're trying to share with people. And also, from our own experience, we learn ways to do things slightly differently that we find to be more effective. And we get so excited to share that with our alumni. And so, yeah, and our students, right? Because our alumni also will hear about the latest and greatest. So, but Natasha's going to be traveling a lot.
A
How?
lot. Yeah, a lot. We leave tomorrow, so I'm like, woo, there's still a lot to do.
So for those of
And
you who
family.
don't know, we are on the West Coast, but Natasha's from the East Coast.
Right. And so my family of four travels back east for the winter. And living in Los Angeles, we don't really have a ton of cold weather clothes just lying about. So every year it's always like, do you feel still fit in this? Okay, does your brother fit in that? There's this whole thing going on. And then you have to then, go ahead and make sure that you fill in those gaps, because those kids, they just keep growing, Allegra. They don't stay
How
still. Like
dare they?
my
How
ski
dare they?
jacket, my ski jacket, I finally got a new one last year, but I had one for decades because it just kept fitting me, and then,
Right.
I mean, it became like a whole family joke about like how like that thing had been around for today. This year would have been its 28th year. Like that's how long because it was just a well-made jacket.
Right.
It went completely out of style. It went back in style. It went, and then finally, my husband just bought me a new, really, really cute ski jacket last season. But as adults, we don't grow, right? Generally, hopefully.
Hopefully.
And so I just kept using that same thing over and over again. In fact, my sister texted me this morning. She's like, I can't wait to see the jacket. I was like, oh, I got bad news for you. We called it Big Red. I mean, I looked like I was part of the ski patrol because it was a big red jacket, So she's like, I'm gonna miss Big Red. I was like, I know, it's an end of an era. But kids, they keep growing. And so we do this, cold weather clothes dance every
Shuffle.
year, shuffle exactly before we head out there. So there's a lot to still take care of and pack this morning, this day, today, before we leave tomorrow. And then within that trip, we're taking trips within the trip. So a lot of
Right.
traveling going on.
You're the opposite of snowbirds. You fly to the snow rather than away from the snow.
Right. But it's by choice.
Yes. It is by choice.
We're going to do all those fun snow activity type things, you know?
Yes.
Snowball fights and sledding and snowshoeing and skiing. And we may go for a sleigh ride. We'll see. I don't know if there's time for us to do that, but I'm excited about snowshoeing.
Yeah, I, of course, love snowshoeing.
Yeah. I haven't done it in a long time, and there's some really great trails that I think we'll probably hit up. Yeah. I think
I actually have a really, my first time ever snowshoeing was in Oregon, and they, you know, I didn't have any of my own gear. So friends lent me gear, and they said dress cold, which I don't understand the concept of dressing cold. I do not dress cold. I dress to be warm. And so they said, no, dress cold because you get so hot and there's
so hot.
You don't want to have to be undressing. And so I trusted them, and sure enough, they were correct. And when I got undressed, my hair was so wet. It was like I had taken a shower. I mean, that's how sweaty.
You get sweaty. Yeah.
Yeah. And you don't think it.
No, because you're just walking, right? You just feel like, oh, how hard could this be? I'm just walking, right? It's not a big deal.
No. And I wasn't feeling, and I was so bundled. I didn't feel the sweat, like not, you know, usually you feel sweat dripping down your back. You can't feel that because you know, you're just so insulated. But I actually have a really fun tip for anyone looking to woo anyone on a snowshoeing trip.
I'm definitely looking to do that. Do tell.
So we were, so the snowshoeing trip, this first one, there were six of us, I think three women and three men, if I'm correct. And one was a brand new couple. Literally, they had just gone on like their first date the week before. And it was so cute because he's from Idaho and she's from Oregon. So they're way more cold weather savvy than this girl.
Right.
I'm like, what? So, okay. And he had this whole, he brought along this whole thing. He knew that, like, I would never think to search out a tree well, but we wanted to get out of the weather. And so he said, this tree looks like it will have a good tree well. And I was like, I do not know of what you're speaking. And so he descended in and he starts doing something and we can't really see, but we hear patting sounds. And he's like, okay, come in. And he had like taken his snowshoe and pat out like a bench under the tree well for us and patted a back. So it was like we had like a little bark lounger.
Oh, how cute. That sounds so comfy.
I know, inside the tree well. And then he pulled out his propane thing and he proceeded to make us all like hot chocolate. And he brought, you know, creme de menthe and whatever to dress it up. And we're like, wow, really, like,
damn,
winning the points. And guess what? They've been married for like 20 years now. So it worked.
So all of you looking to woo on a snowshoeing trip, that's hilarious. I mean, I brought thermoses of hot chocolate. I haven't like created the hot chocolate in the space.
Well, I just loved amazing. Right, the planning ahead.
Oh, which, so much planning ahead.
Right. So he planned ahead. He was like, I am going to wow this lady. And it's funny because we, you know, it was so memorable. We still tell the story to this day. Like, remember that day when snowshoeing and Eric built us a sunken living room out of a tree well?
That's amazing. That sounds incredible.
Yeah,
that's a good tip. Good pro tip. You heard it here first. BYWD. Use your snowshoe to make a sunken living room. And don't forget the propane to heat the hot chocolate and the creme de menthe too. Creme de menthe.
Yes.
Yeah, of course. That's a good hot chocolate additive.
Right.
I have to remember that for my next hot chocolate party because I've usually Bailey's and I have a bunch of other things, like, you know, but I don't have any, I never put out creme de menthe. So I have to put that out next year.
Oh yeah.
I'm putting it on my list.
I love chocolate and mint. It's my, I love chocolate and mint chocolates. I love chocolate mint ice cream. So chocolate and mint.
Yeah, no, right. I remember thinking as a kid, remember those after 8 mints? I thought those were like the fanciest things you could ever. Like if a restaurant had the after 8 mints, you're like, whoa, this place is fancy. You know, like, damn. Yeah, I feel like it has to be the right combo. I do like mint chocolate chip ice cream. I did have like a Lindor, you know, those Lindor like
oh yeah
chocolate
the
balls.
Little bonbon things.
They have a chocolate mint one, and it is not the right ratio. I don't know what it is. It's not
you know
good.
What else is really good? Chocolate mint is well, I guess it's not chocolate, it's like creamy mint. See's Candy has a seasonal lollipop.
Oh, really?
But
And it's minty.
It's creamy mint, but it's still really, really good. But my thing with mint chocolate chip is that I find, you know, I have texture issues. If you've watched our show before, you know, you've heard me talk about texture issues. Like, I want my chocolate chips to be crunchy. And so what I've always found works really well for when I feel like there isn't enough chocolate or it's not crunchy enough is to add a little bit of cacao nibs.
Ooh,
and that
yeah.
that really gives me my crunch and my chocolate flavor.
If you, I feel like Tillamook's mint chocolate chip is got good crunch, but it may not be crunchy enough for you. I don't know. You're gonna have to give it a I don't know if you've had the Tillamook
I
one.
Feel
I feel like
no
it's
one's
got
is crunchy enough for me. I always add
you need
cacao.
The fresh chip or the fresh nibs to really get it crunchy.
Like
I
when
hear
I
you.
take my smoothie, when I'm traveling with my smoothie and I'm not going to drink it immediately, I will actually put the cacao nibs in a separate container so I can sprinkle them on.
You
Because if they
guys.
sit, it's just not crunchy enough.
No, it's just not. I feel that. I do feel that. I feel like I've gotten more particular as I've gotten older. When I was younger, I'm like, whatever, who cares? Da, 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 you know, but as I've gotten older, like I have a friend who I used to think she was ridiculous because we'd go to this place and she loved their chocolate cake, but she would ask them when we would order the apps to take a slice out of the case and put it aside so that it would get room temperature by the time her dessert would come. Right. And I was like, oh my God. I'm like, stop it. You're so annoying, you know? But now I'm like, I get it. The cake is amazing room temperature.
At room
You know what I
temperature.
mean? And I'm just like, she was right. It's the little things, y'all. It's the details. It's the little details that make it the difference. I used to just think she was annoying.
Yes.
But really, she's right. It is a far superior cake at room temperature. And I'm sure the cacao nibs are much better crunchy than they are soggy.
And you know what? Good for her for asking for that. Because
oh,
some people will just be like, oh, I'll just take it home. I'll eat it. Right? If that's what you want, there's no reason not to ask nicely for it. And
100%. Yeah,
enjoy
absolutely.
Your cake
She was
more.
Yeah, we used to like you know, say that she was Sally from Harry Met Sally. You're just like, oh my God. So
I'm
many.
like half a Sally.
You're half a Sally. I like it. But no, you should ask for what you want. If it's not ridiculous, right? Or just outlandish and you're not obnoxious about it, ask for what you want. There's a way you can do it in such a way that you know, servers do want you to have a good experience, right? So
yes.
But in life though, too, asking for what you want is
Absolutely.
Something that, you know, it's a good skill to develop. Yeah.
So just to next week, by the way, we're going to be talking about year end. So join us next Thursday to talk about year end stuff, because we believe that the best way to plan out your new year is to first look back over what has happened, and then you can have kind of an educated sort of thought session with yourself about like what did happen that I, you know, didn't want to happen and what didn't happen that I wanted to happen. So we'll talk about that next month. But today,
next
what I
week.
Just like to next week, sorry, next week.
Yeah. Yeah.
Next
Yeah.
week, Thursday, the 28th. But what I'd like to talk about today just a little bit is sort of like the little planning involved when it comes to food. And it's interesting because this is something that I'm talking through with my child. And, you know, especially during the holidays when there are leftovers often, you know, thinking creatively about those leftovers so that you can have another joyous food experience that is, you know, slightly different. So, for instance, one of the things that I've been teaching my child about this year, you know, I'm always teaching her with regards to cooking, because my mom is an amazing cook, but I like to joke that she thought of her cooking time as spa time, because she would always close the door to the kitchen and not let us in. She was like, I'm having my fun. Leave me alone.
Good for her. she knows what she needed to do for her self-care. Good for her.
Yes. But consequently, literally, I don't cook anything my mom cooks because I never saw her cooking. And
yet you're an amazing cook yourself. So maybe it's got to be hereditary, even though she didn't show you.
I don't
you
know
weren't
if it's,
at her hip.
Here's what I think it is. I don't think it's hereditary. I think it's because her good cooking developed my palate. And so when I went to college, you know how there's the freshman 15? I had the freshman negative 15. I was like, you want me to eat this? I don't understand. This is not
You're
good
like, this
food.
Is gross.
Yeah. So I had to learn to cook because I was a picky eater in terms of, right? The other night I went out to a restaurant and the server asked, are there any food allergies? And I said, I am allergic to bad food. And so that is my food allergy. And when you're allergic to bad food, you have to learn to cook.
Right? Yes, agreed. So you're like, out of necessity.
So one of the things that I used to, when I used to teach cooking classes, and one of the things I wanted to teach to my daughter is how to think of a meal beyond the initial meal, because often there are leftovers. Mm-hmm. And some people even cook large enough specifically so there are leftovers.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Yeah.
So we like to do a roast chicken, you know, twice a month or at least once a month. And so, you know, I show my daughter how to make a roast chicken. And then I said, you know, there's always enough meat left over to either do chicken enchiladas or chicken pot pie or chicken sandwiches. And then even when you think that there's almost nothing there, we take the carcass and we make bone broth. Mm-hmm. And, you know, the carcass will go from this big to like this big.
Right.
When you make the bone, it's amazing. It's amazing.
Yeah, it shrinks.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And then falls I'll apart. Just either throw in some noodles or throw in some lentils or whatever kind of soup we're going to, or throw in ramen, you know, whatever soup we're going to have. And then there's three meals that you've had with one chicken.
Yeah.
And so something to think about this holiday season as you're doing your shopping is, you know, make sure you have maybe enough bread to make sandwiches, or maybe even, you know, I don't buy it all the time, but I'll buy it for special occasions. The little Hawaiian bread, the little mini ones.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Hawaiian breads, those, the rolls, the original rolls, because they have different kinds. You want the original.
Yeah. The
right?
original they have rolls. Like, and the little ones, right? So like those make, like if you have ham, I just love, right? If you have those, ham for your dinner, there's nothing like a little mustard and a little ham on those tiny little rolls.
They are the best. Like those rolls were made for ham. There's no way that they weren't. They just were, right? Because isn't ham like a thing in Hawaii, like, right? Ham and Spam and all that stuff, right? Those rolls go with ham like you would not believe. Like they're, I mean, they're good for other things too, but man, with ham, it's crazy.
Yeah. I mean, I'm half Chinese and half Mexican, you know, so like pork and rice are big parts of my life, right? Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So yes, but you know, it takes a little bit of planning because it's not something I have all the time. It's not something that is necessarily carried at every grocery store. Although nowadays Trader Joe's has their own version of it, right? So you
That's
can find,
right.
you can mm-hmm. find, but because Trader Joe's is like one of the closest grocery stores for me. So sometimes I have to make like, oh no, I have to go further to get something I need.
Right.
But they now have it at Trader Joe's. So, you know, mm-hmm. just with a little bit of planning, you can create these fun, special moments because, again, we don't have Hawaiian bread around our house a lot. So it is
right.
like, oh my gosh, there's Hawaiian bread in here.
Yeah.
You know, with just a little bit
That's,
of planning.
Mm-hmm.
And
that's
so
our special go-to for road trips. Excuse me, for road trips, I just make I just cut the whole thing in half and make the whole thing into ham sandwiches and slice them up because they're tiny and they're little and you can just pull them out of the cooler bag like really quick. Like, so if we're traveling and somebody's hungry, like it's like a quick little, you know.
Yeah.
So the kids know that we only really do that on road trips, you know, but I call hammies. I'm like, who wants a hammy? Well, now my one son is vegetarian, so that makes it a little more difficult. More for the rest of us.
Right.
yes, they're super delicious.
You could even mm-hmm. elevate it and grill it a little bit, right? And if you like, mm-hmm. you know, the croque monsieur, croque madame style, you could add a little bit of cheese and grill it.
For sure.
So another idea, right, is for if you're having poultry, so if you're having chicken or turkey for your holiday meal, I love a little sandwich on a baguette. So mm-hmm. keep baguette around again with the poultry and then, you know, a good mayonnaise, which by the way, Trader Joe's has an amazing Dijon garlic aioli.
Oh, really?
In a glass bottle.
Ooh.
That is fantastic on poultry. In fact, I've been making a really great chicken salad with it. You know, just cutting up some chicken, whipping that in there.
I just made an aioli last night with their, I thought you were going to say their organic mayonnaise. I thought you were going to talk about their organic mayonnaise, which is also pretty good for mayo. You know, like mayo's, you know, it can be just bit of vanilla, I suppose, you know. But you know, sometimes you come across a good one. It's not bad. It's not bad. But so the garlic aioli at Trader Joe's.
Oh, yes. Well, this
Very
one is
nice.
mustard aioli mix. So
Oh,
it's,
mustard. Oh, awesome. That sounds delicious.
yes.
Yay. Oh, that sounds really good.
So good on poultry, you know. And then another really fun tip that just requires just a little bit of planning is like if you have too much stuffing left over, making stuffing muffins the next day, right? Where you
Those
just
are
take
great.
stuffing, you add an egg. You add maybe a little cheese if you like cheese in there. You can make little muffins, or you can even make basically a stuffing bread pudding. It's a savory bread pudding. And, you know, serve that as a dish. So there's fun ways to think about leftovers with just a little bit of planning that can make the leftovers as fun and special as the original meal.
Yeah, let's stretch out the fun, right? Because all the
Yeah.
work that goes into that first meal, there's so much work that goes into it, right?
Yes.
Yeah, that you'd like it's really great to be able to like drag to stretch it out so that you can
Yes.
continue to enjoy it.
And one other thing that I always do is my family were huge into popovers for holiday meals, and I'll be
So
making them
great. So
again
good.
for our Christmas meal. I always make enough batter that we can have popovers the following morning, fresh. So I put the batter aside. The next morning, first thing I do is I turn on the oven to warm it up, and then everyone wakes up to the smell of popovers, which is just like,
Yum. Can I stay at your house? I want to come stay at your house. My family can go back east, and I'm gonna stay at your house because that sounds amazing. I love
Well,
it.
just to torture Natasha a little bit more, we did make eggnog last night, so.
I was going to ask you because you said you're going to make it over the weekend. Did you make it on the weekend? Did
You
you?
know what? I ended up not making it on the weekend. Things were busier than expected, and so I ended up making it last night.
I
And
was going to ask you about the eggnog. I'm like, so tell me about
it was
the
delicious, and it's so easy. Look, I'll tell you all really quick right now. Literally, it's six yolks with half a cup of sugar, and you whip that together, and then you slowly bring to a simmer 2 cups of milk, 1 cup of cream, half a teaspoon to a teaspoon of fresh nutmeg, depending on how much you like nutmeg, because I love it. And then a pinch of salt. Okay. You bring that to a slight simmer, and then you have to temper the egg yolks, which means you add the hot milk to the egg yolks as you're whisking, just like a quarter cup at a time. Otherwise, the egg yolks will curdle and it'll still taste delicious. It will just look kind of gross. So
Yeah,
if
right.
you,
You don't want a curdled looking eggnog.
Yeah, it
Gross.
tastes great, but you know, you'd have to keep whipping and you add the hot milk slowly, and then once it's all added, you put it back into the pot and you warm it a little bit until it thickens a little bit. It will get much thicker when it's cool, and you can thin it with milk, but if you thin it with milk, you're going to lose some of the taste. So, you know, just we actually like to just have it warm right away because it's nice and thin and it has that full flavor. And I personally like to add amaretto to my eggnog because I think that
Yes,
almond
amaretto.
flavor. But you can always add
So
almond
good.
extract, you know, if you don't drink, add a little
Yeah,
almond extract. And you
sure.
also add a quarter teaspoon of vanilla once it's off the flame because you don't want to cook the vanilla. And then just a dash of cinnamon. It's so easy and it tastes. Like, I literally went from never drinking eggnog because I didn't care for the store. See, this is me allergic. I'm allergic to bad food.
Bad food. Allergic to bad food.
Yeah. So I went from never drinking eggnog to now I love it so much because the homemade version just tastes a million times better.
And you know, my older son is like an eggnog, like he's a fiend. Like as soon as it's like December 1st, like, can we buy eggnog? You know, like he's like immediately, and he, you know, of course we got to try your eggnog last year and they still talk about it.
Delicious,
Still
as your
talk about it.
littlest one
Yeah, the little
says.
one goes, this is delicious. Yeah, exactly.
Delicious. I love having your boys over to eat. It's fun. It's fun watching them eat my food.
Because your daughter is used to it, right? My boys are like, oh my God. Especially Ethan. Ethan is like the little one. He's just like, it doesn't, whatever he's eating is the best of whatever that is that he's ever had. You know what I mean? Like, I'll make him a grilled cheese, like a regular. He's like, Mom, this is the best grilled cheese you've ever made. Like, you know, and last week when I made him a grilled cheese, like, this is the best one you've ever had. Like, so whatever's happening in that moment, it's such a boost to one's ego. Yes, you're just like,
very
oh,
fun.
Thank you.
Cooking for him.
Yeah, he's fun.
Well, thank you for joining us today. I know we had a blast talking.
We had a blast talking. We hope you picked up some fun little tips and tricks. Just if you're joining us right now live, great, awesome. We invite you to pop over to Nikki Madero Show whenever you get a chance. She's on YouTube, so you can tune into her anytime. She does have her show every single weekday in the morning. She's based also on the West Coast, so morning LA, East West Coast time. And we're lucky enough to get to be a guest of hers from time to time. And we're getting to be a guest of hers today. I'm not sure if it's airing today, but
probably not. Sometimes she records some sessions for the holidays.
But like just in general, she's a great person to listen to. Her co-host is fantastic. She's always tackled some really great topics. And we have been blessed enough to have her. She's reached out to us on topics around planning, parenting, that kind of thing. And so we're going to be in an upcoming episode of hers. Not sure, tomorrow, the next day, not sure, maybe next week. But go ahead and check out Nikki Madero on YouTube as well. She's really fantastic.
Yeah, and you can watch our recorded versions with her if you go to our website, which is in the comments, bywdreams.com. We have all of our interviews and podcasts that we've done there, so you can listen to them. And of course, if you want to listen to this again, it will be on our podcast later today. And one last thing, we will see you here next Thursday, our usual time, 9:30 Pacific, 12:30 Eastern. And if you're watching the recording, feel free to comment. We do look back at the comments and answer them if there's a question. So we'd love to hear from you.
Bye. Have a great day.